G.K. Chesterton. You say grace before meals. All right, but I say grace before the concert and the opera, and grace before the play and pantomime, and grace before I open a book, and grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in the ink. Gratitude produced the most purely joyful moments that have been known to man. Think about it. Think about the last time you were grateful to someone. And you expressed that gratitude. How did you feel? And how did you make that other person feel? Or when someone was grateful to you, appreciated you, you were walking on air. It created this upward spiral as a result. When it's genuine, when it's real, we don't do enough of it. We don't do enough appreciation. We don't express gratitude enough, whether it's to the food that we eat, whether it's to writing that we do, whether it's for our friends or family. This is one of the most wonderful books written about the power of gratitude. It's not a research book, but a lot of these ideas, and as I'll talk about in a minute, have been researched. About Gratitude by Brother David Stengel Rast. He also has a great website if you Google his name. How do we cultivate gratitude? His advice is simple and gracious. Why not start by surveying a typical day? What is it you tend to tackle with spontaneous mindfulness so that without an effort, your whole heart is in it?